Chapel Hill police are investigating a homicide that occurred around 10:30 Monday night in the 300 block of South Estes Drive Extension. That's a housing community just south of Fordham Boulevard. 27-year-old Kason Thorpe of Oxford was found dead in a parking lot with an apparent gunshot wound. No suspect details yet, but if you have any information, call 911 or contact Chapel Hill Police directly. Contact info is available on our website, chapelboro.com. In Hillsboro, the lead suspect in the killing of two teenagers last September 17th made his first appearance of the year in Orange County Superior Court. 18-year-old Isaiah Ross of Mebane is accused of killing 14-year-old Lyric Woods and 18-year-old Devin Clark. Yesterday's hearing was over a bond motion, but prosecutors also revealed several new details from the investigation. It apparently began shortly after 1 a.m. when Woods asked Clark for a ride from her home. Clark then reached out to Ross and got him to pick them up in his mother's GMC Terrain, but things turned violent shortly thereafter. Investigators say Woods was shot four times and Clark was shot five times. Most of their gunshot wounds were in the back, indicating the two were trying to run away from the scene. Assistant DA Anna Orr described the killings as an execution. Clark had his father's firearm with him, though prosecutors did not say whether that was the weapon used in the murders. Ross apparently told a witness the shootings happened in the vehicle after a struggle over the gun, but forensic evidence indicates otherwise. Much more on this story on our website, chapelboro.com. As for the bond request, Judge Alan Bedour denied it. He's back in Orange County Jail. In Chapel Hill, the town council meets at 7 o'clock tonight. Council members will continue a hearing on a proposal for development at 101 East Rosemary Street, and they'll also hear a concept plan for a UNC healthcare facility in Easttown and open a public hearing on Habitat for Humanity's Weaver's Grove development. You can get a link to the full agenda on our website, chapelboro.com. And now to Raleigh, where the General Assembly is convening today for the start of its 2023 long session. All three of Orange County's representatives are beginning new positions this year, but they're no strangers to elected office. New State Senator Greg Meyer is moving up from the State House. New State House Representative Renee Price is moving over from the Board of County Commissioners. And fellow House member Alan Boynsey has already been in the State House since June, having been appointed to serve out the last few months of Verla Insko's final term after her retirement. In fact, Boynsey has already taken on a leadership role as the co-chair of the House Democratic Freshman Caucus, leading 16 other first-term Democrats. Here's Boynsey talking about that.
We've got a great group. It's diverse, not just in terms of demographically, but profession-wise. I mean, we've got farmers, we've got business owners, we've got lawyers, we've got nurses. And so I'm just really excited about all the different perspectives that are going to be informing, you know, our conversations, not just as a freshman caucus. So I'm honored to serve, and I see myself really in the service of my fellow caucus mates, and certainly in the service of our more senior and more seasoned Democrats in the House.
That's State House Representative Alan Boynsey there. The General Assembly's long session is slated to last about 6 months, though it could run longer if lawmakers choose. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Olmaz Jewelers. The two-game winning streak is over for UNC men's basketball as the Tar Heels lost at Virginia last night, 65-58. Carolina was playing shorthanded all game. They started without Pete Nance, still out with a lingering back injury, and then Armando Bacot injured his left ankle barely a minute into the game. Freshman Jalen Washington stepped up in Bacot's absence with 12 points off the bench in the first half to lead Carolina to a two-point halftime lead, but Virginia eventually wore down the Heels, holding Washington to just one second-half point and taking the lead for good on a 23-9 run. R.J. Davis led the way in scoring with 16 for Carolina. Caleb Love added 13, most of those coming on some late three-pointers after struggling most of the game. Not quite enough, though, as Carolina drops to 3-3 in the ACC. Afterward, head coach Hubert Davis.
You know, it's our commitment and consistency to the details and the discipline that you have to win games like this at this level in this league on the road against a team like Virginia. And too many blowbys, too many offensive rebounds, too many loose balls we didn't get to. You got to be sound defensively. And on the offensive end, we had shots. And we had opportunities, and we just weren't good enough tonight. Plain and simple, period, the end.
No word on when Baycott might be back on the court, though he was on the bench, seemingly in good spirits during the game. Coach Davis did have high praise for Jalen Washington, who stepped up in a big way with Baycott on the bench.
You know, I've said a number of times, you don't know when your number is going to be called, but it's going to be called. And when it's called, you got to be ready. And Jalen's number was called tonight, and even though we came up short, I was really pleased and really happy with his effort out there.
With or without Baycott and Nance, the Tar Heels will be back in action Saturday at 2 on the road at Louisville. Also in action this week, the Tar Heel gymnastics team. They got a big win over NC State on Monday, breaking a 20-year-old program record for the highest team score in a home opener. Sophomore Julia Noer took the all-around title, and fellow sophomore Lolly Dekanoidze set a new UNC record in uneven bars in her first meet back after suffering an injury last February. Elsewhere, we're still a month out from the start of lacrosse season, but a bunch of Tar Heel stars just got preseason honors from USA Lacrosse Magazine. On the men's side, grad student Connor Mayer was named a second-team preseason All-American, and on the women's side, six Tar Heels earned All-America honors, led by first-teamers Emily Knowles and Caitlin Wurzberger, plus second-teamer Olivia Dirks and third-teamers Brooklyn Neumann and Brooklyn Walker-Welch. Grad transfer Lauren Figura got honorable mention. UNC Women's Lacrosse is also your preseason number one as a team. They're looking to defend last year's national title. And we're still many months away from the start of the 2023 football season, but UNC came in at number 21 this week in ESPN's Way Too Early Top 25. Carolina's returning many key players from this season, and they're adding 9 new players from the transfer portal, too. With more on them, here's 97.9 The Hills, Michael Coe.
With the holidays now behind us, Mac Brown is showing off his shopping spree. 9 transfers from around the country and the world are now officially Tar Heels, meaning Carolina can now focus on its upcoming spring season. With the program also adding 10 true freshmen early enrollees, a large percentage of the spring squad will be brand new to Chapel Hill. The group of transfers includes some familiar faces from ACC opponents, such as Georgia Tech wide receiver Nate McCollum and Virginia Tech cornerback Armani Chapman. Stars from teams outside the Power Five, such as standout East Tennessee State cornerback Elijah Huzzy and Kent State wide receiver Tez Walker, also join. Brown said networking with one of Carolina's star players aided in the recruitment of some of the transfers.
When Elijah Huzzy got in the portal, we've got Gary Downs, that's a recruiting coordinator and running back coach at East Tennessee State. The fact that Nate McCollum had a relationship with not only Pat, but he had one with Josh Downs. And Josh could tell him what this place is like. Gary could tell Elijah what this place is like after he got in the portal. So much of this now is on relationships.
In some cases, direct family ties even came into play. Defensive back Derek Allen from Georgia Tech is the older brother of UNC's rising sophomore cornerback Marcus Allen. Carolina's dip into the portal also included a player the program didn't meet in person. Tom McGinnis, a punter from Australia who gives UNC more international flair at that position. McGinnis was the last of the 9 transfers to arrive in Chapel Hill, and though Brown said he's hopeful about the new haul, he stopped short of giving any real predictions for their impact.
We haven't coached these guys yet. We've played against a number of them. And that's one thing that you do. If you lose a guy that's not playing as much and you gain a guy that's a superstar on their team, you would hope that it upgrades your roster.
McCollum and Walker are particularly notable in that respect. Both led their respective teams in catches, yards, and receiving touchdowns this past season. And when it came to picking receiver talent from the portal, Brown said Carolina had plenty of choices. The reason why? It came down to who would be throwing them the football.
Oh, there's absolutely no question that people want to play with Drake. And we had calls from receivers all over the country that want to play with him. So he helped us. There's no question.
Brown said he was proud of Carolina's 9 wins last year and Coastal Division title. After all, it's only the second time the program has won 9 games since Brown left in 1997. But now, after a season which seemed destined for greatness came up short, the Hall of Famer said 9 wins won't cut it anymore. He said the next step is turning around 3 of Carolina's 5 losses, which were decided by 1 possession.
But we're a really good program. We got to be a great program. And to do that, we had to win the last four games, and three of them, we were down to the last play. So we've got to get guys that love football and compete all the time and figure out how to make that one more play.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.
In hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes suffered a loss last night, 5-3 to the Devils. And finally, some big news for the Triangle as a whole. North Carolina missed out on its bid to host the 2027 World University Games, but yesterday it was announced that North Carolina will host the games in 2029 with events centered around the Triangle as well as Greensboro. That's going to be a two-week summertime event with 7,000 athletes from around the world competing in more than a dozen sports.